Welcome to the Simply Authentic Podcast, where we hope to inspire you to dream bigger, empower you to take charge of your own life, and challenge you to be your most authentic self. The Simply Authentic Podcast. I'm Angie Mullings.
And I'm Tanya Murfin. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
So the 4th of July is tomorrow.
Yes.
And we're going to talk all about the 4th today and share our kind of our thoughts and feelings of it. And then we're going to share some of the local things going on around us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's start with just the 4th of July feels. Tell me the things that you love about the 4th, Angie.
Yeah. Well, I love that it's middle of summer. It's the start of my birthday month. So there's that.
Okay, of course.
So, yes.
Okay, got it.
But I have this really great childhood memory. My grandparents lived on a farm, of course, but they had this big, we called it a lake, but it's a pond. It's a pond, but it's a 2-acre pond lake. So we all went
lake-ish.
It was lake-ish, yes. And we all came over. You'll have to ask Yvonne about it because it was our immediate family, then extended. Like my granddad's brothers were invited and his kids. That's where Yvonne fits in.
That's right. You guys are related.
Yeah.
Okay.
So so it was great fun for us because it was, you know, we didn't do fireworks. Now, that side of the family didn't really enjoy fireworks, but it was a 4th of July celebration, and we went over and it was potluck and it was just all these people and all these kids and we were running and swimming in the pond lake. And I just have really, really fond memories of that. And then we went to the other grandmothers that night and they did fireworks.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. I love that. I can picture that in my head.
Yeah.
One of my childhood memories that I have from the 4th of July was at my great grandparents' house. And we would always have a barbecue cookout. And I remember there being great big tubs of flavored pop.
Oh, okay.
And we called it like, pop back then.
Pop.
Not soda.
Yes, not soda. Okay.
Flavored pop. And I remember digging in that bucket to, you know, find my first, whether it was going to be grape or strawberry or whatever the flavored pop was going to be. I remember it being really hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
But that's part of the feels.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And just the camaraderie of family, just it being a big party. And my family, my, you know, grandparents, great grandparents, nobody drank alcohol.
Yeah.
So these were parties without any, you know, any of that going on.
Right.
And I know our parties today many times are different than that, and it's not flavored pop in the big cooler. But the to me as a child it was so simple and free and I just have really good memories of the 4th of July, and those are the things that come to mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Same about family and food and just being together on a holiday.
Yes.
And I think it's kind of this, I would say, if I was thinking about my favorite holidays, it's probably my second or third, you know, Christmas being my first, because I really
You're
love
a crazy
Christmas.
Crazy
lover. Christmas. But 4th of July, just because it was that time, and what I do today is travel, and we'll get into that. But yeah, it was that memory of everybody getting together and swimming and eating and you know, just it was great.
Agree. So let's go to today and talk about as adults.
Yeah.
What are your favorite things?
Yeah.
What are your 4th of July feels? And what do you do every 4th of July?
And I will say there was this time where once my grandparents passed, and it was kind of like, okay, now what do we do? You know, so there was a period in time where, my mom, we could go to mom and dad's house, but it wasn't the same.
Right.
It wasn't as many people. It wasn't, you know, and we all started, you know, they were having families of their own and all that kind of stuff. So a few years ago, I just decided I wanted to, I love fireworks. So I wanted to see fireworks in the best places in the United States.
Yeah.
So I started traveling. So okay. Almost every year I will take my vacation around the 4th of July.
Okay.
And I'll be somewhere. I have been to the coolest places, Mackinac Island, which is in the middle of Lake Huron.
Okay.
So it's Michigan.
Yeah.
And it is an island that there are no cars.
Okay.
It's only horse-drawn carriages.
Wow.
And it is, you take a ferry from the mainland out to the island.
Yeah.
And they are reputed for having one of the best 4th of July celebrations.
Yeah.
They have, you know, parade and festivities and fireworks at night. It was an old fort back in the Civil War. So they've got tons of history there. If you've never been to the Grand Hotel there, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I usually change my picture on my Facebook and it shows a big porch with all these flags. That's mm-hmm. where that was taken at.
Okay.
I took that there. Just a phenomenal. And then a very close second was Boston. If you've mm-hmm. never, first of all, if you've never been to Boston, you need to go to Boston, because especially if you like history and,
yes.
and just love being outside and walkability and that kind of thing. Boston's
yeah.
a beautiful city. But I was there for 4th of July, and the Boston Tea Party is celebrated, and the Boston
yeah.
Massacre is talked about,
yeah.
and all of those things. And we heard a reading from the original courthouse in Boston. They do it every year, and then they have this huge parade and people in period costumes
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing. And then, of course, the Boston Pops play in the Boston Harbor at night. So just... I've
yeah.
just had some really
yeah,
great 4th of July experiences
yeah.
and been different places and seen some things. This year I'll be in Colorado Springs for 4th of July, and I'm not really sure what they do, but I have friends there, and
yeah.
I'm sure they probably do something off Pikes Peak would be my guess, but I haven't researched it enough.
Okay.
I just know I'll get to see something fun.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. What about you?
For me, it really, as an adult, it's revolved around water.
Yeah.
So, and the lake is generally what it is. I will say, because you mentioned you're traveling, the girls and I took beach vacations over the 4th, I believe 2 years in a row, two
uh-huh.
or 3 years. And it's fascinating to be on the beach on the 4th and be able to watch fireworks from as far as the eye can see
uh-huh.
on each side of you. It's unbelievable, really. I've never seen anything like it, to see that many different fireworks shows going on.
Yes. Yeah.
So those really were amazing shows to see. For me, kind of the feels that I get as we get closer, and what really makes it feel like 4th of July, of course, is being around family. I was thinking last night about this, and the cicadas started chirping.
Yes.
And last night was the first time I've really heard them while sitting on my back porch.
Uh-huh.
And that is one sign of summer, the
mm-hmm.
dead of summer, typically.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've had a crazy cicada year where they've come out, in droves and been a little crazy, but... That's typically something, the lightning bugs and
uh-huh.
kids chasing lightning bugs.
Yes.
All
yes.
the food, of course. I always envision a big watermelon and a cantaloupe and
uh-huh.
that being cut up and being served on a table. I asked my kids the things that they thought of because, of course, as adults and with children, you are doing what you love, so they learn to love it too,
yes.
or you hope
yeah.
so, right?
Yeah.
And they both said the lake. That was something that they both thought of when
uh-huh.
asked about the 4th of July. The lake and fireworks came out of both of their mouths.
Yes.
Lakin said burgers and beans.
Oh, there you go.
And red, white, and blue seltzers that
yes.
came from Lakin. And American flag wear. We always get a matching shirt, or we have a day that we all wear our American flag bathing suits.
Uh-huh.
Madden's was fruit pizza, because my sister-in-law, Dana Murfin, always made fruit pizza when the kids were young.
Gotcha.
And so that's one of her memories.
Yeah.
And glow sticks. And for me, that big tub filled with drinks.
Uh-huh.
I don't do that really any other time of year at the lake.
Yeah.
But that just makes me feel like it's the 4th of July. You got to have a big tub with ice and drinks in it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But we are usually at the lake,
uh-huh.
you know.
Yeah.
And now that with the grandkids, Blake has been talking about the 4th of July for a week and says she can't say it right because she's missing a tooth and she has a lisp. So she said, I can't say the 4th of July right, Mama. Fourth.
Well,
So anyway, that's cute. But already, you know, even at 3.5, she's starting to feel and experience that. So I love the 4th of July. And Christmas is not my favorite holiday. I would probably say the 4th of July is.
That would be your favorite. Okay.
I love the heat of the summer.
Yeah.
And just, I just love summer. And with Christmas comes cold, and I don't love the cold.
That's true. I get what you're saying. Yeah. You mentioned lightning bugs, and that's funny because last night I was sitting in my sunroom, and I happened to be there right at dusk, and I was just in awe of, and it just took me back to the farm and chasing lightning bugs and having them in a jar and just all those things I did as a kid. It just took me back, and there were hundreds of them in my backyard. Yeah. It was like a little lightning show. Yeah. And it's been a while since, again, I've taken the time to just take a breath and watch that. Yes. But it reminded me of childhood.
Yeah. The feels of summer. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Me too.
So we always like to talk about or maybe highlight some of the festivals and festivities on the 4th of July, just in case you haven't looked that up yet and you're last minute trying to figure out where you're going to go. Because the 4th of July falls on a Thursday this week, I feel like there's some weird dates and times for these festivals.
I agree.
Or shows. Let's call them a firework show.
Yes. Yeah. And some of them have already happened because some, I know like Kimberling City, their fireworks display, I think it happened last weekend. It happened.
Well, they've got one on Tuesday before the 4th.
Okay. Well, then it's already happened by the time this is airing. So, yes. So,
which is strange.
It is strange that they would do it on a Tuesday.
That it's before the 4th of July.
Yeah.
That, and there was another one that was before the 4th. Down there in Branson. I can't remember exactly which one it was. The Chateau on the Lake, though, is going to be Saturday night, July 6th. And I believe Big Cedars is on the 4th or after the 4th as well.
Yes.
I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Republic. I didn't know Republic had a big show.
They have a big, they call it the Blast or Go Blast or something like that. Yeah. And I've heard that's a pretty... it's like, what did Springfield used to have? The they had a big show, but I've heard it's in the vein of that.
Okay, and it is before the 4th, Friday, June 28th.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
the Shell Knob is actually on the 4th. So, if you lake at Shell Knob, you're lucky. You're going to get a 4th of July display.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then at the Landing, and I have been to that show. Yes. They have a phenomenal show, and it's tonight, right? It's July 3rd.
Tonight at 5:30. So. Yeah, so if you're going to the Landing, and I have heard that's a great show.
It is a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, really is.
Nixa also has one, but it will be before the 4th as well. It's on June 29th.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be over by the time this airs. And let's see, was there any others we missed, Angie, that you can think of?
I don't think so. Okay. If you're traveling around the state, I have been to one up north just outside of Kansas City, and they have some great shows because, of course, Independence, the town of Independence is up there.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those towns up there have some great festivities going on. Tom Sawyer Days, that's going to be... coming up that July 3rd through the 7th. So there's lots of places to investigate. And if you are not aware, we will put the website for some of these festivals in the show notes so that you can look those up.
And you did a Google on summer festivals in Missouri.
Right.
And that alone came up with, anywhere in Missouri where you're going to be, you're traveling to, you have family, you're going up for a weekend, wherever, summer festivals in Missouri brings up this great link to anything and everything happening throughout the summer, not just 4th of July. So that's a good Google.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
And if you're not aware, in the town of Marshfield, and our good friend Barth Fraker, and we talk about Barth a lot.
We do.
He hasn't been on the podcast yet. He made a point of that to
us. We're
going to
figure something out for him to
be
on
Barth,
here.
There you go. but he is from Marshfield, and Marshfield is the home of the longest running 4th of July parade. It's been 140, this will be the 145th year.
Man.
So it's the longest running parade west of the Mississippi, and it has gone on rain or shine. It went on during the pandemic. Nothing stops these people. They are having this parade. And it is celebrated because it is one of the only parades where a sitting president has visited the parade, not just visited, but walked in the parade, wow, made a statement after the parade, and it was George Bush, 41, so the first George, the first senior. President Bush, oh, okay, senior. He was there, and that's it was cool. In 1991. Barth happened to be the local coordinator, so he has a great story about getting to go meet the president. And when he flew in on Air Force One, he was one of only three people that, wow, were allowed there to be there and greet him. He talks about the coordination with the Secret Service and all the on the ground, you know, the local fire departments and police and all the different services and, yeah, all that coordination. He said he left his full-time job for about 13 weeks before this happened, something like that, because it was full time. He was constantly, wow, coordinating. He talked about, you know, they flew in the president's car, and of course it is bulletproof and weighs, right, however many tons it weighs. But he talked about it had to pull up to the, he spoke from the courthouse because Marshfield is the Webster County seat.
Right.
So that he talked about how they laid down plywood so they could drive the car up and pick him up. And he said he just remembers the wood splintering under the weight of that car.
Yeah.
But so it could get up and pick him up and then take him back to the airport. But he spent a night in Springfield, stayed at University Plaza, went to Bass Pro the, yeah, next morning,
yeah,
and then went out to Marshfield. And if you're in
story.
The, it is a great story. I'm sure he could tell it better, and I'm sure he's thinking that right now as,
yeah,
he's listening.
Yeah.
I should have been on there and told
maybe
that story.
Maybe that's why. Yeah, maybe that's why he's going to come on here and tell it himself.
But if you are in the political realm, you are there at that 4th of July parade because, mm-hmm, it's like the time when everybody comes back to town. Families often have a family reunion.
Yeah.
They have their class reunion, their all class reunion of Marshfield, mm-hmm, during that time. They have bands play. It's just a big fun festival.
Yeah.
And shame on me. I grew up in Pleasant Hope, so it's in my backyard and I've never been, but it's going to be on my list to do one of these days. So.
Okay. You could travel to Marshfield.
I could travel to Marshfield.
Yep.
Do my little.
I'm sure
I can do a
staycation. Yes. Well, we hope whatever you decide to do on the 4th of July that it's done with love and with friends and family. And we hope you don't get too sweaty because it's probably going to be really hot out there.
Yep.
But that's part of it, folks.
Part of it.
Get your cold drink.
Get your bug spray out.
That's
get
right.
your sunscreen out.
Be prepared.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So happy 4th of July. And we appreciate you listening. Thanks, Gershma Mortgage. And we'll see you next time.
Happy 4th.
Thank you for listening to the Simply Authentic podcast. Be sure to hit follow so that you can see each episode as it pops up weekly.